This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys. We're
you gotta leave it in.
Oh no.
Welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with that rapscallion Mike Hanford.
This is how we do it.
And Tim Galbakis.
What is up, Caribbean stylies?
Oh, ooh, Tim, I thought you were going to maybe a scooch away from your usual thing and go, this is how we do it.
You know, if you revisit these episodes, sometimes I do. I hear what Mike says, and then I, whoosh, on the fly, whoosh, build off it. I this time I heard you said, this is how we do it. And I thought, should I take this to new heights? And I said, no.
I'm sort of thinking like, you know, there's Timothy Jordan Kalpakis, Montel Jordan Kalpakis. You could have done right. that sort of thing.
I guess, oh, I never Montel really followed his name all the way to the completion.
Kalpakis. Tim, are you related to Timothy Chalamet at all?
No, but
you look like him.
I'm related to Donna Kalpakis.
There we go.
Did you ever, as a joke, spell your name with the accent aigu?
That would be a good joke. What if I did it?
What if you did, man? Even if you just like wrote it down right now and showed us, that would be funny.
I don't know if I'm in the mood to write an aigu right now. I'll do the E's, but I'm not going to do an accent aigu.
I've never heard that term before. Aigu, that's the E with the...
It's French.
That's the accent over the E that goes upward.
Chalamet.
And the other one that goes down... is an accent grave.
Because
it goes down to the grave.
Oh.
Did you know that Led Zeppelin did like the jingle for that other accent? They said, we're going down.
I remember in the 70s, like mid to late 70s, there was a lot of like
bands
promote, just like promoting accents on grammar.
Well, it was the British Board of Grammar was trying to get the word out.
Yeah.
Like Motley Crue did the umlaut.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
They should have got Husker Du to do that one.
Yes. Yes, they should have.
Well, guys,
here we are
of...
sitting around. Yeah, well, maybe we should get into that, you know what.
Bit it bit?
Bop it.
The reporter has been drinking. And the podcast is a mess. The patrons have all abandoned ship. The sloppy boys are all undressed. The reporter has been drinking what once were ones and zeros are now ones and twos. The reporter has been drinking booze news. Booze news. It's booze news, you gin-soaked son of a bitch.
I love how gentle I am.
Yeah, that was an excellent.
Gentle bitch. Damn, I think that was the real Tom Waits that sent that in. You guys know
my
that song?
My God.
Oh, I thought it was maybe Heath Ledger's The Joker.
I thought it was The Boss.
The piano has been drinking is a Tom Waits song. But this, that was Tom Waits doing a little parody for us, but it was sent to us by way of Kevin Wardleman. And if you've got a booze news theme, send it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
That was a good one. Should I get into Tom Waits? I've never really listened to him.
Yeah, start from the beginning.
All right.
Because there's a lot of cool stuff, but it's kind of hard to jump in when he's like in a weird zone.
Is the beginning like the 70s for him or 80s?
Yeah, like 72. Whew. Right. Funny thing about Tom Waits that caught me off guard when I was a fan, I guess I still am, but I used to listen to him a lot. And when I was reading about him, he's from San Diego. Isn't that kind of
right
strange?
On, man?
That seems weird.
That's not like the piano-y, loungy vibe. I didn't think that would be a San Diego guy.
I picture him a Chicago guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. 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 So sort of like a Nighthawk at a diner.
Yep.
And Mike, you bring up the Heath Ledger thing. Tim, you're aware of that, right?
No.
Heath Ledger apparently kind of took his Joker from Tom Waits' appearance on a Australian talk show.
Oh, I think I've seen this appearance and it's amazing. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about, Tim.
So when you said Heath Ledger and then I corrected you and said Tom Waits, you were thinking Tim's dumb.
I thought Tim has the same touchstones we all have on the internet. We've all dealt with this.
No. I know that Johnny Depp based Captain Jack Sparrow on Keith Richards.
Yes.
That's as far as I know about actors basing anyone on their broad performances on musicians.
Well, you got to see this video.
It's great.
Wild.
It's like he does sort of like the weirder stuff too, where he's like kind of like is talking into his armpit and he's like, yeah, he's like a little snarly man.
You want to know where I got these scars?
But then it's weird because at one point he's like, where's Rachel? He's like, get it straight. Wait. Okay, let's get into some real booze news, huh?
Okay. We got some really good booze news here, which is that I wanted to try something a little different. You know, some people like to get their news from the New York Times, right? But then there's other people like to, they go to the Daily. You know, they want a deeper dive. They want
the failing New York Times.
Oh, Jefferson! My ex-president used to say that.
I get mine from the Drudge Report.
Mike.
I don't know. Is that the wrong thing to do?
You'll like don't to say that.
If you
oh, is that? I didn't know. I don't really know.
No, I don't know what that
no,
is.
No, it's fine. I don't give a flying fuck. If you're a Drudge Report, no, if you're a Drudge Report fan, you probably are gonna like this because I'm going a little unconventional. And I said,
well, Gonzo,
I don't read the news.
As you guys know, we've talked about this off pod. There is a new Bud Light Seltzer that is out right now this summer.
Yeah, we can't fucking find it anywhere.
The retro tie-dye pack.
Yeah, where do you get it?
Nobody, I mean, on the internet, I'm seeing it everywhere.
Yeah.
And,
but IRL, not to be found.
Well, we were talking about it because I found it on Instacart, but I was like, you guys are like, order it. And then I was like, you know, I was going to order it, but I don't trust Instacart to even have this info right because they're all so similar. And our interest was piqued because we're not going to do every seltzer in the goddamn world. We talk enough seltzer in here, but this nostalgia concept is interesting. They've got the cherry limeade, the blue raspberry, the summer ice, tie-dye. There's something cultural they're going for there. Mm-hmm. So I said, Timmy, let's get some of this shit. and I brought for you guys, because I wanted to give you guys, you've offered booze news, but you're not the editor in chief. So you don't really, really know what goes on in my day to day.
Yeah, we're out there. We're the scoops.
You're out there on the beat, but I'm at home. I'm like putting on a pot of coffee and staying up all night in the bullpen, you know?
Yeah, he's smoking cigars and barking. He wants pictures of Spider-Man and all that stuff.
Here's how little I'm involved in the process other than just getting stories. I didn't even know there was a bullpen.
I pay like a lot of rent for a downtown bullpen. I go there every day and drink whiskey and complain. I did some investigative pounding the pavement on my own. And I packaged it up as a booze news package, and I'd like to play it right now.
Ooh, exciting.
Great, here we go.
Ooh. Check, check. Hey, folks, this is Cal Piquet here. I am on the hunt for the Bud Light Seltzer Retro Summer Tie-Dye Pack. I was in Pasadena, and I checked BevMo. They didn't have it, and then they said that no BevMo's had it. So now I'm back in L.A., just parked at the Hollywood Boulevard Ralph's, because this is where I always find the ugly sweater packs and the out-of-office packs. Let's see how I do.
There are the seltzers, and, well, I am not seeing the motherfucker. We're fucked. Walking into Vaughn's with a fucking pit in my stomach feeling, this is not gonna go well, but I am nearing the seltzers, and certainly... absolutely no tie-dye pack. Folks, it's looking like we're fucked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're not gonna believe this shit. I'm stuck here with one of these big bike rides with like 5,000 dorks in their little bikes rolling through, complicating the whole thing as if my day wasn't already just so royally fucked. Okay, this is getting insane. I just had that thing happen where I just had a muscle spasm. One of my abs seized up for a full minute for no reason.
Albertson's Hail Mary.
And...
oh,
if it's there.
Nope, I'm fucked. I'm fucked.
Last dish effort. Not feeling good here. White knuckled, pale as a ghost. Gonna try Cap'n Cork.
Oh.
And they don't got it. No!
So I also did the scoring. I did the scoring.
That's the end. You're like John Carpenter in that sense.
Yeah.
My God, nothing, huh?
No.
Here's my theory. I think that they were pumping out so many special packs that were gross prank flavors.
Yeah.
And distributors started to get stuck with specifically the out-of-office pack. And I walk around and I still see the out-of-office pack. And I'm like,
I see sweater packs.
Well, you see sweater packs? That's even worse.
I've seen.
Oh.
But
around Christmas. But,
I bet you whoever stocks Albertsons is like, we're not biting anymore for whatever fucking Bud Light seltzers.
Yes, I think you're right, because every one of these places I went to, you would think that the out of office pack is kind of fringy and it's like not even the strongest concept. And every one of these places did, or most of them did still have like a giant stack of out of office packs. So maybe their rule is they don't want to take the new one until they got rid of the old shit.
Oof. I hope someone's getting fired for that over at... Bud Light Seltzer.
Yeah, I heard that they're firing. They're gonna put Spuds McKenzie to sleep.
Ouch! Again.
Yeah. But
well, that sucks, man. I appreciate you getting out there.
Yeah, it was good. I needed the exercise. Have you guys ever had that where my my top on my right, this one ab? Neil would know about this because he's the one who Campbell. He documents our abs.
Right, right.
I was sitting in my car and it went. And it shut down and I buckled forward and it was like, and like sometimes when I yawn, I'll have a muscle in my chin.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I have that where like sometimes my like neck or chin will lock up and I'll be like, oh, yeah. It's doing it again. And then,
but it happens so rarely that you forget it can happen.
Yeah.
And then when it happens, you're like, I'm sick.
Dude, it sucks so bad. It's like every year and a half it happens. And I'm like,
well, it happened in the car. And I'll be honest, like it left like. It unseized eventually, but I still like it left a little pain there. It's weird.
Oh, Tim, you got to stop working out so much. You spend all your time over at Muscle Beach, Venice Beach.
Yeah, I know, but most of it is the commute. That's 90 minutes from my house.
So. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. That you're kind of slouched over probably driving. So
yeah, that's bad for the abs. More good. Crunches, less lunches.
Well, I guess I never heard that. Is that a phrase?
That's good. If that's original, that's pretty amazing.
Put that on a t-shirt. I got to say, you got a nice, healthy sound and blinker in that car, by the way.
Yeah, came in loud and clear.
I think it's also where my, I think I put my phone on the dash. So thuggush, thuggush.
Well, that's okay. That's some negative booze news. I got some positive booze news.
Hey.
Oh, thank God.
This is, I met a celebrity.
Okay.
Ooh.
A celebrity in certain circles. I met the Kanger last night.
Oh, King Kang.
King Kang came out. I was doing a show, a stand-up show in Bed-Stuy, and I'm sitting there. On, it was outside. It was at this kind of like a cool place that we should play at sometime. It's like the
Madison Square Garden.
Place. Yeah, no, a little farther
Barclays.
But even further.
So for anyone that doesn't know, the Kanger has made a lot of our best booze news themes, and we love his work.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there going, what the hell am I going to do in this show? I've got some notes written down. I don't know. I'm going to figure it out. And I hear a, hey, Mike, next to me. I look up, person I've never met before, says, it's me, Eric Kang, the Kanger. So we talked for a little while, and it was great to see him. And I think he had fun at the show. He told me afterwards he laughed.
Oh, that's fantastic. It would suck if he hated the show and he's like, oh, by the way.
He said he's got three more booze newses in the hopper.
Jesus.
Send them in, Kanger. We love your work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone else, you're challenged to step up to that level.
Yeah.
It's like when, you know, when Paul McCartney knows that John Lennon is coming in with songs, Paul's got to step it up and he's got to write Hey Jude. Okay.
And it's exciting for us to live in this like renaissance of great booze news themes. It's like the golden age of booze news themes is upon us.
It started out okay, but now it really shot. It's really shooting the moon.
You didn't like my originals?
They were good. They were good to set the tone, but
it's funny to think of meager. It was just
oh yeah, man. I wonder if somebody should kind of do a throwback to that era.
Oh yeah, dude.
That would be fun.
I love throwback shit, especially to earlier this year.
Like when Lady Gaga did all those Tony Bennett songs.
I listen to that album every day.
Oh, that old shit.
That was so nice of her.
That was nice of her to do that old shit.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, that old dumbass loved when she did that for me.
So, met the Kanger. You know, love it. I will say this. We already covered it. Step up your game, everybody. Kanger's on the case.
Kanger's coming for you. King Kang.
King Kang.
What do you say we discuss the drink of the day?
Yes, let's have a calm, honest discussion about the drink of the day.
Tim, I'd love that.
Let's keep it calm and honest and talk about the piña colada, a.k.a.
Give you that piña colada.
Mike.
Stop.
I can sing the whole song if you want, but I'll stop.
The piña colada, also known in, if you say it in English, strained pineapple. Piña.
Ugh.
Colada.
Strained.
Yeah. Strange name, if you ask me.
Yeah. Oh, I think I strained my pineapple.
You've had?
I have had. Last time I had was in Hawaii in a fucking pineapple.
Aloha. Yeah. We had a bunch of them.
We've all had plenty of these bad boys.
Yep.
Well, that is you saying Hawaii. That supports my theory that I was going to submit to you guys that I would say this is the number one vacation drink because there's other vacation drinks that are tied to their homeland. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to have a margarita when you're near Mexico, or you're going to do other things. If I'm in Singapore, I'm having a Singapore sling. But
you're having a stout in bloody old England.
Yeah. Tim, one of the last pina coladas I had, I threw up onto a sea turtle.
Oh, was this in Cancun?
No, when I was surfing in Hawaii.
Oh, I didn't know there's a sea turtle there.
Yeah, I puked on him.
Well, he probably hates pina coladas now.
He's like, watch it.
I should have never come out of my shell today.
Okay, so you live in the shell?
It's akin to my house. I think this is the vacation drink. I think that it's and it's very popular, big famous drink that is like interestingly not really part of the tiki scene because tiki geeks, they like it. Geeky. They call it a guilty pleasure, but they kind of think of it as a tourist drinking a beach drink because it's a little light on the rum. It doesn't have that Don the Beachcomber, like five rums and a lime and that type of shit. Jeff just turned his Zoom screen straight down to his crotch and gave us an eyeful.
What are we doing here, Jeff?
Whoa.
You're trying to throw us off, too. You can't. Tim knows about
get penis. A little of this.
Eat this. Oh, you talking about being glad? Look at my. Okay, here's the story on the thing. This is one of these drinks that has like an old legend, which is that in the 1800s, Puerto Rican pirate Roberto Cofresi gave his crew a drink made of pineapple, coconut, and rum. He's a pirate. But then we should do like Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I love that day.
It's we should funny. Do that day.
Well, I mean, that day would be funny. I don't know what we would say, but like, I can only imagine.
It's a funny day. I'm looking up when that is.
A couple of landlubbers like us?
Yeah. R. Mades comes to mind. Anyway, moving forward, the modern pina colada that you know and love, we're flashing to the 1950s at the Hotel Hilton Caribe in San Juan. We're talking about the first ever Hilton hotel that was opened outside of the mainland United States.
Wow.
And
cool.
Hey, look, I mean, aside from the fact that
his granddaughter,
Conrad Hilton's great granddaughter, is a little too promiscuous. Other than that, this is a wonderful place.
Yeah, a certain time in her life, she made the one video. Right.
A certain night in a certain place. Well, if you can keep that out of your mind, we're talking about a big, beautiful hotel. It was the setting for The Rum Diary by Hunter S. Thompson.
Uh-huh. Oh, cool.
Which is cool for me because I'm kind of a gonzo writer, kind of a guy.
Yeah,
okay.
The only thing you're gonzo is in the nose.
Much like the Muppet?
That's right.
Okay.
You've got a big, long, twisty nose.
And I'm always amorous towards chickens.
Yeah. Hey, that was weird. Go ahead.
They're all different chickens, right? Or did he was is it or is like Camille?
I think he had one mane.
Camilla?
One mane. I think it was sort of a harem situation for
him. The other ones worked for him as his like showgirls, I think.
Yeah. You'd have to ask Gonzo.
Right.
Because he was always planning like thither. Magic stunt shows and stuff. Mm. But just shifting from Gonzo to Ramon Marrero. Mm-hmm. AKA Monchito. I just learned this, that the nickname Monchito is short for Ramon. Moan, Monchito, little moan.
It's the nickname that's as long as the name.
Yeah, but it's kind of cute. He was the bartender in the 50s at this Hilton, and then the management told him to come up with a signature drink. This is sounding a lot like the other Hilton in Hawaii.
Familiar.
Mm.
And he said, okay, I'll come up with a signature drink. And he was smart. And he thought, you know what just came out? Coco Lopez, that delicious canned coconut cream. Have you guys ever had that?
No.
I think you'd recognize the can. It's really, really good, sweet coconut cream that comes from Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And he took that stuff and he cooked up a certain little blended cocktail, which is a Sloppy Boy's first to be using
our blenders. We have not done this before.
That's kind of shocking. After 40 shows,
I can't think of like what are other blended drinks?
Like, we could have blended our margs, daiquiri. But the IBA told us not.
Daiquiri is the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, like a
strawberry. And luckily, I just got a blender from Ben Axelrad.
Nice.
That's nice. I'm going to use my Vitamix and I hope I don't just like whip it into a fucking frap. Because that thing is.
I got a nice Black & Decker over there.
That'll be good.
Looking right at it. Ooh.
So yes, of course, there are two other restaurants in Puerto Rico that lay claim to the drink. And yes, there's also, long before any of this, there's a New York Times article that mentioned the drinks of Cuba and mentions a pina colada. But either way, the drink gets really big in the 60s, then huge in the 70s when a certain song comes out. Mike, how does it go?
If you like pizza a lot,
but work on the lyrics.
And a pepperoni.
It catches on as like a cruise ship classic. You know, it's in a big slushy machine right next to the strawberry daiquiri.
Oh, a CSC. That's right. This was a CSC.
And then off of the cruise ship, me at 13, went to the Dominican Republic with my friend's family. and sucked down a bunch of virgin pina coladas the whole trip like a weirdo.
Yeah.
That's when I first had them. That was my first encounter. And then I became snobbier about tiki drinks. And for a little while, I was like, I don't drink those. But then I'm like, they're so good. I love them again. And the ones we had in Hawaii were delicious.
Yeah,
and they're back in the roster. Do you guys remember
batting
like
first?
Do you remember first having them?
No. I simply don't.
I remember one of my first experiences drinking at all was Parrot Bay in my friend's basement. So that's related. Mm-hmm. But I think my first true blue pina colada, I went on vacation to Mexico with my parents, and they don't normally drink. And you better believe they were drinking pinas, frozen ones, all day. And
I never liked you, Jeff. Hey,
Mom, you've only taken one sip.
I meant to say that on the plane.
But that's maybe when I first started having them. Like, oh, I'm gonna have a couple of these by the pool.
Nice.
It's good for. For parents that don't drink a lot, this is going to be a nice big icy drink that only has like a little bit of rum in it. It's pretty perfect for that type of thing.
I always would steer clear of them because I don't like coconut stuff. But then every time I have one, I'm like, oh yeah, these are good.
It's a good balance. You got the sweet acid of the pineapple.
Oh,
and then you got the flat milky coconut.
Flatten it down as much as you can and roll it with a a baking pin. Here are the ingredients straight from the IBA. We are back on the IBA today, folks. 50 milliliters of coconut cream, 50 milliliters of fresh pineapple juice, 30 milliliters of white rum. Blend all ingredients with ice in an electric blender, pour into large glass, and serve with straws. Note, historically, a few drops of fresh lime juice were added to taste. 4 slices of fresh pineapple can be used instead of juice.
Wow, that would be good.
That's very pulpy.
Garnish with a slice of pineapple and a cocktail cherry.
Nice. Wow. So this is all just going in the blender, whip it up.
Right in the blender, whip it up. It doesn't say how long, but I would say whip the fuck out of it. The 4 slices of pineapple, you think they mean those like circles like from the can?
I think so, yeah.
Probably.
Well,
I just got the juice.
I'm curious to see what you guys bought, but let's have that be a cliffhanger and
right.
Yeah.
Ooh, one last question. Oh, one more thing. How much ice do I put in that blender with all that shit?
Ooh. Great question. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to build the drink in my glass. And then I'm going to dump the contents of the drink into the blender, and the same amount of matter should still exist after blending.
No mass, no matter.
Gotcha.
Okay. I like that idea. Before we head off, I just need to say that International Talk Like a Pirate Day 2021 is Sunday, September 19th. So it's coming up.
We're doing it. That's going to be
your eye patches and peg legs ready.
That's going to be. Yep. See, we're already starting. Here we go.
I can't wait.
Okay, folks, we'll be right back.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're back with Pinas.
All right. Let's see yours. How are they looking?
Pretty good.
Okay. Mike's got the Montauk glass that he got for free. And then Jeff's got the Hurricane. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, that looks pretty legit. Both of your guys look pretty. You got that.
I happened to have the exact glass that the IBA used, so I felt like
that's nice.
Official with the pineapple.
You both have the umbrellas in there. Good.
Oh yeah. I even got a thing of pineapple, like a little chopped pineapple bucket from Albertsons for my little garnish.
That's very nice.
I got a Luxardo in there.
Mine doesn't look very smooth. Like it up close, mine looks like it's got little chunks in it. So,
what kind of blender you got?
A Black & Decker.
Oh yes, right.
I need to run something by you guys. So I got my coconut cream and I put it in the fridge.
Oh.
And it like separated it.
Yeah.
It was disgusting. I opened it up and it was like a hard thing.
Because it's got coconut milk in it. Yeah, the fat.
Yeah, and it separated and like I'd like bust through that and then there was this like sludgy stuff.
You punch through and you're like, hello down there.
Yeah, we'll get you out. But it was like one of those things where I was like, is this gone rotten? What is this? But it's good until 2024. So
yeah, you just got to shake the hell out of it.
It's like if you put your olive oil in the fridge or something and you realize
it's solid. No, Jeff, even shaking it was like hard. Like the coconut part was hard.
It's because it's like wax.
Oh, yeah, right.
Very waxy. Felt like a coconut itself.
That happens with, if you keep coconut oil around in the winter, it's like wax. Mm. And in the summer, it's oil.
Mm-hmm. I saw some YouTube cocktail people were saying to keep not only keep it out at room temp, but their canned like coconut cream, they'll actually keep it a little bit warm, simmering all day.
They keep it next to the fireplace.
Yeah.
Apparently the fellow working at my bodega didn't know about that and he didn't tell me anything about it.
Well, hold on. I'm going to take mine out of the fridge. I just put my remnants in the fridge. I'm going to take it out real quick.
Oh, go get it.
You must.
He's going to fucking, but he puts in the fridge. I mean, is he the fucking Maytag man? I mean,
I know the guy known for putting things in the fridge, not just selling them.
This guy's the fucking Kenmore Cock.
These days, LG is big in fridges these days. They put a TV on your damn fridge, Tim.
Yeah, I think I could go 1 minute without looking at a screen, okay? I can reach for a brew
show. Addicted. I am fully addicted.
Jeff.
All right, enough. I heard all that.
Shit! We're fucked.
We're joking, of course.
When you said, how much ice do we put? And I was like, Jeff, whatever, just put like the amount of ice. I was like, when I was making this, it's a huge variable. Like every cube is going to change the taste of this drink.
I took the Schrammer's advice and said more than you think you need.
But then you blend it up. He said that for shaking. Now we're going to be eating this ice. If you put a lot of ice, it's going to just taste
mine's
like
almost
ice.
A full pint glass. Nah, it won't taste.
Tim, I tried to take your advice because I wanted to do it to the letter. I want the right proportions. Yeah. So I filled my Hurricane glass mostly with ice, and then I put my ingredients in there, and it like didn't even come close to filling it.
Me too.
So I doubled the ingredients, and I just put it right in the blender, and I was like, well, if I have more, I'll add it.
Yeah. Oh, that's smart.
And then the problem is with my blend, I don't know if you can see this, I have what looks like foam on like the top half of the glass, and the rest looks like a
That's the pineapple. Remember with our Singapore slings, how the pineapple foamed up, and then it settled as we drank?
Okay. Well, shall we sip?
Let's do it.
Yes. Mine has no foam on the top. Just is, splendid.
I don't know. Something's really not. Doesn't.
Oh yeah.
Mine doesn't taste quite right.
I was worried that I put too much ice, but I think it's just perfect.
Ooh, mine tastes like a battery or something.
Tastes like a what, Jeff?
A battery?
Yeah.
A battery.
Yeah,
it tastes like what you wanted to taste like.
No.
Mine's not great either, but I'm enjoying it. It's kind of fucking awful, actually. My initial thing was like, and now that I'm tasting more of it. Whew.
Now, what's the problem? Because does it taste like a battery like Jeff's?
Maybe. I think the separation of the coconut thing was weird. I also used dark rum because I didn't have white rum. Whoa. So that's fine. It's fine. It's all rum. It's all the same.
My white rum disappeared into this. I feel like dark rum would stand up to it better in a nice way.
It is a nice way. It kind of has a little butterscotchy taste with the dark rum. A candy that gets a bad rap, but it's not bad.
I'm not getting any rum. The pineapple is not really coming through either. Just there to balance out the coconut a bit. I did do the squeeze of lime, and I'm not noticing it.
Ooh,
I'm mainly
pretty
much only tasting coconut cream, and I like coconut shit. So I'm
you love
happy.
You know what I think would be, I'm going to do for my round two on this. Add a little, just a kind of splash, maybe two splashes, orange juice.
Michael, you put orange juice in everything these days, and it's pissing me off.
Well, no, because I think that would taste good.
Oh.
No.
Yes, then be my guest.
Guys, this is fine. It just tastes nothing like the one at the Sheraton Waikiki.
Yeah, I know.
You know what's a little weird about this one is, like, it's... I am able to drink it through my straw, and I'm liking it, but in the cup, it's like a solid. It's dry. It's just like a dry...
Really? Mine's like...
Weird.
Mine's like water down bottom... Tastes like a Rayovac 9 volt. And then the top has a little foam.
I mean, you want it to at least be a Duracell, your copper top.
Yeah.
I think maybe my blender is not clean. And I chopped up some, that might have been.
Well, maybe it's like motor juice.
Ooh, maybe motor juice. I don't want that.
You just got to give it a rinse.
I'll tell you what I'm already thinking is this is, it's fun to drink a blended drink, but. I think I would like to make this on
shake
the rocks
it.
And shake the shit out
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I think
real
I'm gonna, next round I'm just going to shake the shit out of it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I do have a, like, I think I should have leaned on the pulse button a little more because I got some ice chunks in there.
Mm.
Not our best outing.
I used a Vitamix like that's like pretty intense and I still have ice chunks in there.
Mm. I got no chunks. None whatsoever.
Imagine if the Goonies was no chunks.
That would be certainly less funny.
Hey, there goes your movie.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it would be who's the guy who grew up to be the hunk?
Me.
In the Goonies movie, Tim.
Brolin?
Yeah. It'd be Brolin doing the truffle shuffle, and that's not funny. Guy's ripped.
Well, Chunk grew up to be a Hollywood lawyer, and I had a meeting with him once.
That's right.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Jeff Cohen.
I was like, will you rep me? And he was like, no, you are getting locked away, dude. You're going to fry on the chair.
You're going away for a long time in a coffin.
From a copyright infringement? Oh, man, these are good cherries.
I am alarmed. What went wrong over here?
You gotta wash your blender, dude. I can't believe that you dug out an old blender you never used and you didn't wash it.
I mean, I didn't. Okay, yeah. I last time when I put it away, I thought I washed it, but I didn't want to get my hand down next to those blades.
Jam them in there.
So I think right under the blades is where all the filth was that I'm now drinking. Well, what kind of ingredients you guys use?
Well, I really wanted to find a can of Coco Lopez.
Right.
Because I loved that shit, even before I knew it was the original. And they didn't have, so I bought this stuff called like real coconut cream in a white squeeze bottle. And it was
like Real Lemon? Is it that brand?
Yeah. Cool. And you, well, no, it was more expensive than that. It was like this big white squeeze bottle, like a Heinz squeeze bottle.
Oh.
And it tasted good, but it looked quite a bit like semen.
Hey!
Yeah.
Watch it. I got the Goya coconut cream and the Dole pineapple juice.
From a can?
Yeah, both cans, but not a good selection where I was.
The recipe said fresh pineapple juice, so I bought a carton of Dole, but do you think that's any different than the can of Dole? I don't know.
No, you can't do fresh when IBA tells you to, necessarily.
Don't listen to them.
But I do like that idea of just the four pineapple slices.
Yeah, I have a bunch of pineapple slices. I might just do that. Well, I can if I shake it. I got to use the dirty blender.
But you could also clean out the blender. Ah.
No.
Well, I'm going orange juice anyway, so.
No deal.
What do I know? What's a rum and orange juice drink? There's a rum and orange juice in there.
Hurricane Mitch.
Is that what that is?
Oh, yeah. Spiced rum and OJ is a Hurricane Mitch.
Hurricane Mitch.
You guys want to hear a strange occurrence that happened to me at the grocery store today, buying these ingredients?
Yes.
All right, so I went to the store. I was like, I need to get stuff for the piña. I thought I'll also grab some groceries while I'm here. And you guys know, sure. I like to slow cook a chicken breast and make it barbecue chicken.
I'm thinking about doing a slow cook a whole chicken. Small.
Just put the whole thing in there.
I got an instant pot. I'm going to try it
feathers
out.
Feathers and beaks and everything. And mostly gizzards.
Just knock them out and send them in there.
Well, I'm scoping the chickens. Yeah. Just checking them out. Real cool. Hanging back, right?
Hell yeah.
And this weird guy comes up.
Oh, boy.
And there's not a lot of chicken, boneless, skinless chicken breasts ready to rock. There's only a couple. And he reaches for one and he goes, ugh! And he recoils and he jumps back. And he looks at me like, isn't this ridiculous? Because they were like wet. You know how like sometimes you'll get some chicken and it'll have
isn't
some like
this ridiculous
some like
yeah, you
rock.
Put it, then you put it in the little bag. There,
yeah, and exactly.
We should complain. The two of us should go complain about this. Yeah,
he looks at me like, ugh! And then he's looking around for the bags, and there's one above his head. So he grabs a bag, he pulls the bag off, and then he spits on his fingertips.
Oh, to peel the bag
to peel the bag open.
Uh-huh.
A move that I have never seen before.
Yeah, a new move you don't need to do.
No. But I've never seen a guy go from grossed out to gross so fast. like at first I was like, yeah, I'm a little grossed out too, and then he was like, yeah, right.
now fingers. We both are.
And I was like, oh, you're weird too, man.
Well, when in Rome, I have to do this.
But like, I've seen people like if they have a lot of paper to count, if they're going through a lot of magazines, yeah. If they're counting a lot of bills,
if your teacher is showing you a book, and they give you
a little lick of the thumb. Maybe I've never seen a guy full on spit on his
like it was like a
hawking a loogie.
And I can't tell you how many of these plastic bags I've opened. No lube whatsoever.
Yeah, you just kind of rub them together in your hands.
They don't need
you
that.
You just give them
plastic.
You give them a little shimmy. Yeah, you shake them so the air gets in there and poof. My God.
From gross to grossed out.
I didn't get the chicken. It grossed me out. I said you know what? I'm going to go check out the coconut cream.
Right. You'll be thinking about that spit while you're eating the chicken. I'm sure he got some of the spit on the chicken.
Oh, yeah. And it's COVID times still.
Yeah.
Sorry, still. Dude. It still is.
I was walking down the street the other day, close to my neighborhood, and this block, there was kind of a lot of machine shops and like car body shops and stuff. And I'm walking by, and all of a sudden I hear this like cluck, cluck, clucking. And I look in one, lifted up garage area, and there's a bunch of chickens in it, like in cages and stuff, next to like a body shop. And I was like, what the fuck's going on here? And it was just chickens. I looked at the sign. It was like, you know, whatever poultry. I think they killed the chickens right there next to the car repair.
There's a big chicken company in downtown LA that stinks up the arts district. And it's so weird to be in a city, like to do like farming in a city.
Yeah.
Oof. But that's so life in the city.
I freed them. And now they're in my apartment. they're all here now.
Now you're going to go full gonzo.
yeah. We're getting out of here.
Mike, I pulled the gonzo.
I think that would work for your comedy career if you had a whole slate of chicken showgirls that, like, you're doing a little stand-up show in Brooklyn and you walk up and there's like 12 chickens with you.
Doing the can-can.
In bedazzled outfits.
You're like, yeah, this makes sense.
Glittery
headdresses. This is the trajectory of him. Well, I got the freaking nose for it. My God.
Mike!
No, I'm going to a rhinoplasty guy tomorrow.
Hey, you know what this reminds me of is when we had a live duck with us on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Donald?
For a sketch called Pecking Order.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
About a group of, what was it, military dudes. It's a group of troops who are afraid of their mean drill sergeant.
And he yeah, shows up in a boot camp.
In a boot camp. And he shows up and he's a duck and he's got an army helmet on.
And we hired a real actor just for a UCB show. We paid $200 and they brought an actor duck and he acted. He was great.
And they shit on the stage. It was great.
Yeah. And then he scared Harris Whittles.
Yep. Right, yeah. In a later sketch. Yeah, I had to hold that thing because in another sketch I was a farmer, so I was holding the duck. And it was weird because the duck kind of like, you know, I didn't know how hard to hold it. And it's just kind of like moving its wings around like it was going to start flying. I'm like, you can't go anywhere. We're doing a sketch.
Yeah. I mean, after all the pageantry, I'm not convinced that the duck knew he was an actor.
That duck was more of a groundling type of a guy. He didn't want to be on the UCB stage.
Yeah.
We wanted the Daniel Day-Lewis of ducks and they gave us the... They gave us the...
What's it going to be? I wonder what he'll say.
Yeah, who does Jeff think is a bad actor? Who does he want to say is a bad actor?
Breckenmeyer.
Oh, hey! That's... Come on, how dare you.
From Inside Schwartz?
Ugh, God, I keep going back to this. I fucked this drink up. I fucked it up. God, I'm so mad.
Ooh. I wanted to ask you, Mike, you brought up that earlier, the Pina Colada song, Escape by Rupert Holmes.
I didn't realize that was the name of that song, but yes, I did.
It's called Escape, and then in parentheses, the Pina Colada song, because that's everyone.
It's one that I think many people thought at one time was Jimmy Buffett.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Tisn't.
Oh my God, if you're Jimmy Buffett, you're kicking yourself that you didn't think
and
of that.
Smart of him to call it, like, parentheses, the Pina Colada song, because that's when it's like... You have your name for it, but then you know that people are just going to call it the Pina Colada song.
He had the foresight.
I wonder if he got some radio play and he was like, add the Pina Colada thing on there.
Yeah. Or he meant it was going to be Escape the Pina Colada song, and then no one was calling the Pina Colada song, so he added just the parentheses to downplay the... He was saying Escape from the Pina Colada song. That's kind of funny. Anyway, I brought it up to ask you if you guys know that version, sure, but what did you think of the later version he came out with?
Come again?
Oh, there's a later version? I don't know. I think that's just the one and done on that guy.
Oh no, you guys didn't know about this, but because he didn't have a lot of other hits, so he kind of became known as a one-hit wonder over the years.
The only other version I know is If You Like Pizza Alata and a Pepperoni.
That was earlier on this podcast that debuted.
Yeah, that was
right?
You. That was you.
Yeah, that's the only other version I know.
That's my favorite version.
Really, more than this one? You're gonna play?
Well, maybe we can judge this. We can be like Simon Cowell.
Ooh.
I actually didn't mention yet that I'm going to play it. I just was going to talk about it. But
yeah, that's true. I jumped ahead. You might not have anything from any vaults.
Tim, we can infer. We've been through this.
Yeah, you get the rhythms of the pod. I guess we can fall in line. But what I was going to say is that, apparently, he was over the years, he was a one-hit wonder, and he didn't have all the other mega hits he was hoping. And kind of
like the apparently kid. Too.
That kid is
he was
not
on
as
Ellen
wealthy.
A few time, but he was
same deal,
same thing.
Well, Rupert Holmes didn't make the kind of money he wanted, and a few years ago he had to have this big garage sale, I guess, and he had this huge garage sale to make some cash, and then he put out a song to promote the garage sale so that he could make a little bit of money.
I thought you were going to say that you went to the garage sale and found an old tape or something, but he made a song for the garage sale.
He was worried he wasn't good. The word wouldn't get out about the stuff that he had. Cause you know, when you have a garage sale, you got some great stuff and you want people to know that this, if you're into this type of thing, this is what we're going to have here. So you kind of promote it that way. You know,
mm-hmm. I like Jeff. I thought the story was going to end with you going to the garage store and leaving with the tapes in your pants.
Yeah.
I had something else on my pants on that day.
Oh.
Front or back?
Okay.
Genitals. Okay. No. So let's listen to the song. Dude. The song that he made to promote his garage sale.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go. I think I have it right here.
If you like Beavis and Butthead, if you like snakes on a plane, if you're not into snow dogs,
oh,
you like dubs of Dave Blaine. If you like watching Old at Midnight and my dude Gilbert Grape, I'm the guy that you've looked for. Come to me by my tapes.
Now, so those are the tapes.
Oh,
that he had. Yeah.
He was selling tapes. I thought maybe you would mention the tapes part.
Nope. I guess he had this collection of VHS tapes.
I get it, because he said dubs. Oh. You know, he said, I have dubs of this. And then it makes sense that, you know, At Midnight wasn't released on tape, but he probably taped it off the TV.
Yes.
Yeah. He taped it. And he had dubs of David Blaine magic stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Gilbert Grape, that makes sense. But he didn't have Snow Dogs?
He doesn't have Snow Dogs. So he said, if you're not into Snow Dogs.
Yeah, good, good. But, yeah. I'm not. I haven't seen that movie, but it's good to know what you're getting into.
Well, a lot of people, you know, those rude people that come to garage sales and they just have one thing on their mind.
Yeah, they're sucking on a big fat latte they got from Starbucks. Well, hey, where's the Snow Dog tape? First of all, it's Snow Dogs. Secondly, you're spilling latte all over my aunt's Christmas dress.
We know the type. We know the type.
Not her Christmas dress.
She wanted me to sell this. Now there's latte all over it. You bad, bad man. That's great. That's so cool.
In the original song, it's all about a personal ad in the newspaper. So what he really should have done, maybe he could have thought of this instead of just doing the song. He'd say like he put this in the personal ads. That would be kind of clever.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Did he play this on the radio or was it just like on
Twitter
and Instagram?
Where did you personally hear this song?
I heard this when it was like number one on Kiss FM.
Wow, shit. I mean, how was the yard sale well attended?
As far as I know, it was like just jam-packed. Like people got trampled.
Oh, shit.
is anyone okay?
No, no one is okay.
No one's okay?
Oh, my God.
No okays.
Is anyone a survivor of this? No, it was a Black Friday type of situation, and we lost them all.
Just a massacre.
Shit. So that's got to be, he's got to have some responsibility on that too, I'm sure.
And that's going to weigh on him, I bet.
It must. A poor guy like that.
Rose's name, Rupert?
Holmes.
Murdoch? Holmes.
Holmes.
Yeah.
Rupert Holmes.
Well,
I'm gonna make a round two, and I'm putting orange juice in this one.
I'm gonna do one. I'm gonna shake this one.
Yeah. You don't have to be a little weird sneaks about it. You can.
No, I know. I don't. I want to.
Okay.
I'm a weird sneak to the core.
I'm gonna try and fix my gross little blender.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sneak around my apartment here and make one.
All right.
Peace,
folks. We'll be back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
All right.
right, we're back with segment three.
Oh,
the much anticipated segment.
So I didn't do the blender. I shook the hell out of it. And I even got a new straw in case the straw was tainting it somehow. Maybe I had some
Duracell
microbes. Yeah, hanging out. So here I go.
Duracell microbes.
It doesn't really have the sort of slushy consistency you want from a pina.
No. Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Put that up in the camera there, Jeffy.
Okay. See.
Oh, yeah.
Still, I gotta say it's not my favorite. I think I got a bad ingredient of some sort.
Okay.
So one of your things is rotten.
Rotten?
Like your coconut or something's like if you're made two rounds, you changed your straw, you've done everything, and you're still getting a weird battery taste.
Yeah. You know, I took a sip of both. You know, I did the coconut cream and I was just like, okay, this is fine. It's kind of mild, doesn't really have a flavor. And then the pineapple juice, I was like, this is fine. It's just not super sweet and delicious like I expected. Hmm. I don't know. Yeah. It's fine.
I shook. back off, everyone. Instead of using the blender, I did mine on the rocks this time. But were I to make a third round, which is way too much sugar, so I won't. I think I prefer rocks drinks to blended drinks. I want to drink liquid, not drink food. But I should have then planned for this by changing the ratio of the ingredients because now I've got like, you know, it didn't get as diluted because it's not blended. So I have like a very syrupy drink. I think I would like double the rum and shake this a little bit longer.
I did. I poured the red because I didn't finish mine. So I put it back in the blender, which there was some already left. And I added a 2-splash OJ and it's pretty good. I'm really not tasting the OJ much, though. It's fine.
Well, OJ is very pineapple juice-esque as the way that, as it's used in cocktails.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I wanted something else.
It's so funny. Pina colada is such a carefree, fun drink. It's so funny for three guys to be like troubled by our pina coladas and like we're all like furrowed brows like, you know, yeah. I'm just a bit underwhelmed.
Something's wrong here.
I know. What's happening?
I can't figure out what's wrong.
The taste of mine is delicious. I think my ingredients are good. And like my first round was what they're meant to be. And then I went a little rogue and I flew a little too close to the coconut.
Yes, yes.
I feel like I need 2 heaping teaspoons of sugar to fix this drink, which...
That's fascinating. Mine is too sweet.
Oh, God. Now I'm going to check my dates, check my labels.
Check into a hospital tonight.
At the Tiki Tea, they have a pina colada adjacent drink called the Bayanian, and it's so good. And it's like, it's got that pina colada taste, but then it's just all got all the other, the tiki stuff where it's like several rums and probably a little bit more lime. And it's a real
I even
cocktail.
Added the lime to this. I was so ready to have a good drink. What the fuck?
Dude, battery acid, dude.
I'm PO'd, dude.
Jeff, are you going to be able to do your final thoughts or are you going to be?
Yeah, fine. My final thoughts are... I can't weigh in on this drink. This drink needs
that's a first.
Needs a retrial.
Okay.
Can you taste your ingredients separately and let us know if one of them's disgusting?
Yeah. I'll do it right now. Shit. You guys give your final thoughts.
Do you have old pineapple juice?
I'll check right now.
Because here's my theory, Jeff.
What?
Sometimes it can. It gets rusty.
Oh,
a rusty can of juice.
Oh, snap.
Ooh, maybe I'm getting rough.
Check that can, Jeff.
If it has a dent in it, maybe it dented it and that at the store it became pierced and the can
oxidized,
was letting it rock.
I dropped my cream of coconut can on the way home and that dented it, but I don't think that could.
If it was on the way home, you're fine. If it was months ago, that's bad.
All right.
I bought it months ago.
Okay, well, Mike, that's a problem. There you go.
You guys give thoughts. I'll be right back. Go ahead.
The you know, it's so hot out here and all my drinks got sweaty and they fell right through the paper bag. Tim, That's what happened.
My final thought is that, yeah, it's a pina colada and it's delicious and you should definitely have them. Order again in my life, yes. Second round of these. Too sweet for that.
But if I'm sitting by a pool in the direct sun, maybe, because I was just about to say, hey, everyone, double the rum. Mm. And if I ever drink one in my house again, I'm going to double the rum. But maybe when you're lounging on a hammock, maybe you don't really want a stiff cocktail, and maybe it's nice to have a little
fucked up beyond all belief.
Yeah, you just want the slightest little background buzz, and you want to be drinking something that cools you down.
Yeah, I would say in that situation, I would go for a second round, because it's just more cool, sweet taste out in the summer sun.
The taste but ought not go to waste.
I would. This is an order again for me, and I would do a second round. I'm going to leave this one to the professionals. This is not done well for me in home.
What did you have fun blending? Because I never blend my drinks, and I did feel kind of cool in my kitchen blending.
I wouldn't describe it as fun. I felt accomplished by the end of it.
What about when you were pouring from the blender to the cup? Don't you feel like Tom Cruise in Cocktail?
I look like Tom Cruise in Cocktail, but I didn't feel like it.
Guys, I got my ingredients right here. This will be quick because there's only two of them.
Oh, yeah.
Organics. Organic coconut cream.
Dented from head to toe?
No. It says it's good till January 30th, 2023. So we're in the clear on that one.
You got time.
And I'm going to take a little sip. And it's just like weak. It's just like very, very weak. Just a hint. Like coconut LaCroix tastes more like coconut than that.
But Jeff, does it say coconut cream or is it coconut milk?
Coconut cream, organic coconut cream.
Is it sweetened? Does it say sugar in the ingredients?
No, it says 1 gram total sugars on the front.
No, so here's the problem, Jay. That's the type of coconut that you would make if you were making like a delicious Thai curry in a pan. But the stuff that we're using for this is supposed to have like a lot of sugar in it. You know what? Sometimes it's listed as creme de coco instead of coconut cream. But I think what you got yourself is a kitchen ingredient for food, dude.
Oof. I'm fucked. And then looking at my...
It didn't taste battery, huh?
No. And then my... I've got here Lakewood Organic Pure Pineapple, not from concentrate, fresh pressed. This stuff looks good.
Yeah.
And it's Best Buy April 2023. And it tastes good. I blame the coconut.
Yeah.
Blame it on the coconut.
Get yourself some Coco Lopez. You'll be singing a different tune.
Blame it on the coconut.
Add a bunch of simple syrup. Yeah.
Keep talking. I'll be back.
This guy's going to get himself some simple syrup.
What does he do? Well, I don't care about this anymore. I don't care what he's up to.
Well, you don't want to talk to Tim? You know, we could.
I don't want to talk to anybody anymore.
This could be a good opportunity for us to do a little networking with each other.
Ooh, this might be a good opportunity for a spinoff show. Just coconut drinks. Well, what do you want to talk about? What are you up to?
Oh, he's back.
I just did a nice dollop of simple syrup. Just a big gob of it, you know?
Yeah. You're going to like this.
I know.
This is going to be good.
And we'll see if it still tastes like a goddamn Duracell. Come on, baby. I'm determined to make it work.
Getting there. You must see a smile.
It'll do.
You devil.
It's just a drink now that's pounded so many ingredients into it.
Oh, man. You know what I would do if I were going to be a little tiki freak? I would put a little nutmeg in here. That would add a whole
that sounds like it would make
dimension.
Sense.
Gotta go.
I bet there are people who put nutmeg in a pina colada.
Yep.
Ugh. Those sick fucks. The law lets freaks like them run free.
They should be locked away.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. That's patreon.com/The Sloppy Boys. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you next week.
Later.
This is how we do it. That was how we did it. Goodbye.